It's Boss Barrel Radio, episode 98. I'm Griffin Hoffman, and with me this week is Ryan the Professor
Heyo.
Fielder and Matt Lake.
I feel a lot better this time.
You do?
Yeah, I don't feel like death now.
You look a lot better.
Yes.
I was going to say just the opposite. You look a lot worse, but sound better. I mean,
Well, thanks.
Does it have anything to do with your Viking win?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
That does help a little
emotionally.
Bit. Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm horribly sick.
How's your fantasy team doing, Ryan?
Horrible.
Oh, your Falcons. Hunter said he called it, too.
Did he?
The Falcons would not be victorious.
They always play each other, and it's always a three-point victory either way. So I was kind of half expecting it, but they're the rivals. It's like the Bears and the
Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the old Saints and Falcons.
I'm over it. I'm actually glad they're not undefeated now. It's middle of the season.
It's less pressure for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Okay. Good. Matt, how you doing?
Like I said, I'm doing good.
How are you doing? I'm doing it. Thank you for asking. I'm great.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You spend any time in Minnesota recently?
No.
No.
It won't be until Thanksgiving break that I'll be in Minnesota. But.
And then you're going to do some serious gaming?
Yeah. Try to kill two birds with one stone.
What's number one on the list?
I think I'm going to beat Borderlands 2 again.
Yeah. All right.
How about play more of Torchlight 2?
No.
Get to level 100.
I think I'm done with that. I can't play
Come
that
on,
game anymore.
Do it.
No, I can't.
What if I dared you?
That wouldn't make a difference. Unless you paid me for the dare.
I'll give you $1 per level you get over Halloween.
What? I'll take it.
I sound tempted.
Figure out how to level up over Halloween.
Yep.
Jack Skellington?
What?
Is that one level over Halloween? The
sure.
Nightmare before?
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
So you're really just going to play more Borderlands? You're not going to
Well, no, like, I'll probably be able to beat it within a couple days because I'm middle of the way through my second playthrough.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, and then I actually ordered Assassin's Creed 3, got it sent there, and when I get there, I'll play that too, so.
Nice.
Isn't it a lot harder, Borderlands 2, second playthrough? To me, I find it's a lot harder.
Like, I'm dying a lot more.
Yeah. Harder to save up money.
I mean, when you're like fighting a boss or something and you die and the health resets for the boss, like that's just demoralizing.
Uh-huh.
That is just so annoying.
I was talking to a buddy I know, and he has been playing Borderlands 2 quite a bit as well. And he explained to me an exploit that he's been using where he just goes online with people and they do a little trading. So he'll take his weapons, throw it on the ground. That person takes that weapon and then saves and logs off, and then that person will come back up, or they'll log into the same game. That person will throw his weapons back on the ground. He'll pick them up, and that person will disconnect from the game without saving.
So it's just duplicating the weapons.
Yeah, it's just duping weapons.
Yeah. People always figure out how to do that.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, in the last Borderlands, when you dropped the weapon, it saved. Every time you picked up or dropped a weapon, it
saved. Oh, really?
So this one, they got rid of that, I guess.
I wonder if they just did it because they're like, fuck it. Like, if people want to dupe it, then dupe it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I remember, like, you could crack into the files and start making your own guns and stuff in the Xbox and PC version.
I remember actually playing with people, and they would have those massively ridiculous weapons that did way too much everything. Like, one-hit kills on Kar-Max. Like, what are you doing? Like, what?
That's no fun.
Why are you even trying to kill Kar-Max if you can do that?
Achievements, man.
Well, you've already got the achievements.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah,
there's
true.
No one-hit or no achievement for one-hit killing Kar-Max.
Yeah.
There should never be either. I could only beat that guy through the
Siren exploit?
No, not Siren exploit. Hiding in the little corner where you're invincible.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. That's the only way.
I never even went to Kar-Max.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Didn't even see him.
That big crabby guy.
Nope. Stayed away. I had my fill.
I got my own pearlescent weapon from him. I remember the only one I ever got, and it was a shield that sucked. It's like, I beat him like 30 times to get one pearlescent shield that sucked. Kind of a letdown.
I got some pretty good stuff from him, but yeah. I don't think any pearlescent weapons or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I am going to have to do that when we get to level 99 in Borderlands 2.
Or, if it goes that
or
high.
Level 50. No, level 50. Yeah.
Is that the cap right now?
Yeah. Because that's when you go to fight that one guy. There's a mission when you beat it. Remember, it's like mm-hmm. fight this guy, level 50. You will not survive.
Yep.
Hmm. Oh, and two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have three other players with you in order to do it, really.
Yeah. Fundaments.
Something like that.
Speaking of level 50, you guys playing any Call of Duty Black Ops 2 and leveling up to Prestige?
I'm already 10th Prestige, man.
What? 10th Prestige?
In my head.
How many Prestiges are there?
I don't know. I had the first
10 or 15.
Glints of the game was what I saw Hunter doing upstairs, actually.
Okay.
Have you played?
No, I haven't played it yet.
No.
I probably won't play the multiplayer either, so.
Yeah.
I'm never interested for the multiplayer in those games. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I wouldn't have watched him playing it.
You feel the...
Yeah.
You feel it?
It's coming.
The urns.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have to go.
I have to go set up my internet right now.
I'm going to hack somebody's Wi-Fi and figure it out somehow.
Go sit and pull your car up outside Panera.
Got my 52-inch attached to the hood of my truck.
I haven't played it either, but I've watched some video of it, and I've watched Hunter play a lot of multiplayer zombies and single player. So I plan on playing a little bit tonight after he goes to bed.
Yeah. Zombies. Is it the same old zombies?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same old zombies, just bigger.
Ooh.
Bigger zombie maps, more crap to do in it. Like,
more like hidden secrets, probably.
I don't even know if it's... Sure, of course, but there's like new mechanics of like crafting shit that I don't understand or care to understand.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Zombies was good because it was basic. It's basic, just shooting.
Yeah, the first zombie mode was fine because it was like, oh, look at this thing in this game. Yeah, that's weird.
There's got to be a cheat on the home screen like there was Black Ops 1 where you typed in the computer and you got that little mini game and...
You play Zork.
Yeah.
Or the what was that? The
zombie mode Zork.
Yeah, or the what was the top-down shooter one?
That's what
I can't remember what it's called. It was like Smash TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm sure there is some hidden shit in this, but... It already seems like there's so much, like with how big zombie mode has gotten and the changes to the single player game that actually make it sound more appealing than a single player game in a Call of Duty has been before. And then I don't even know if you'd call it it's not an overhaul, but just the tweaks they've made to the competitive multiplayer, you know. Not huge sweeping changes, but definitely changes from Modern Warfare 3 to this. Looks good.
You think Sean Casey bought this game just for the zombies?
Probably. That dude loves zombies. Uh-huh. Loves him some zombies. I don't know, though. The zombie mode is the least interesting part of it for me. And
yeah, me too.
I'm excited to play some single player. I want to check out the changes that they've made. There's cutscenes with dudes talking and no combat and out of first person mode storytelling.
So you get to see your own character doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's flashbacks all over the place.
Do you play them? Do you play the flashbacks?
Yeah, yeah. It's split, so you're playing like in future world and then in like 1970s, 80s world too.
Mm.
So you're kind of playing what happened after Black Ops, and then you're also playing in this, like, you know, 2025 future.
So are there any of the same characters?
Yeah, and it's all the same. Mm-hmm. Fuckers.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sam Worthington is still that dude who you play as occasionally, and he's still as Australian as hell.
Awesome. Is Ice Cube in it?
No, he's the only one who hasn't returned, and... let's see. What's the big one?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton has taken over. Whose role was
Ed Harris?
Okay.
Plays Hudson, I think.
Hudson, yeah.
All right. I'm kind of more excited to play now. See some 60-year-old, 70-year-old dudes whooping ass.
It's not. It's just their voices, and everybody sounds pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you secure the LZ?
What else was there to do?
Just secure an LZs all the time. I don't really know if I don't know. I'm going to play the single player all the way through, of course, just because I do on every Call of Duty game. But this one, like I say every time. Well, no, this one actually does seem kind of cool. So I'm in. I'm in for this one. We'll give it a try.
I always spend way too much time dying on the hardest difficulty possible and playing that thing. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'll do it.
Just hate yourself. Yep. Down for a challenge.
It's fun Ryan for about Fielder. The first level, and then I'm like, gotta keep going.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to shoot Fidel Castro in the head in the first level in this game.
No?
I don't think so. I've seen the first level played like 4 times.
He's not going to pop out anywhere? Or he's hiding?
You know, maybe it's hiding. A secret.
Yeah. I hope.
That was one a can double. Hope.
What?
That was not Fidel Castro. That was his double.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
50 years later.
How do you know? What if it was and his double was in fact the one that was a dictator?
I didn't think of that.
Oh boy.
Or his triple.
I've also... Matt, you playing anything? No, you're still stuck here.
Really, I'm still stuck here, yes. Yeah. Can't play anything, so... Okay. How about you?
I've been playing some things. I played Halo 4.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's weird.
The look on your face says it all.
Well, I don't know. I'm torn right now because Halo 4 is a weird game. Actually, Halo is a weird game. I don't know how much you guys like Halo.
I like Halo.
Much. You like Halo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played them all, so.
I don't get Halo. I mean, I get, not that like, okay, I should rephrase this. I don't understand what's happening in Halo.
That seems to be the consensus with this game. Like you have to go on Wikipedia and find out what's kind of going on with certain things.
Before I played Reach, which is the only other Halo game I've finished. I've played Halo 3 for like 2 hours, and I played Halo 1. I never played 2. I played Reach all the way through. Never played ODST. Never played Halo Wars. And then I'm playing Halo 4, and I've probably put in close to 5 or 6 hours now. And the one thing that I do have to say is that Halo does incredibly well is its pacing. Like, it does the highs and lows really, really well. Like, you're just constantly moving. The story design is a lot better than I expected. The flow of everything is really good. Just the story that's happening has me at least intrigued to see where it's going to go out. If not, I feel lost, but I feel like I'm lost because I haven't been playing Halo for the past 10 years. Like, I don't know who the librarian is, or the Guilty Spark, or what Rampancy is, or why Cortana matters.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've played all the games.
Or why John...
And I don't know anything that you're speaking of.
John Halo is more evolved than other humans. I don't understand who...
He's part of the Spartans.
I don't understand how, when you meet the supreme evil guy within the first 2 hours of the game, everybody knows who he is all of a sudden. Like, you encounter him, awaken him from his imprisonment, and then everybody's like, oh yeah, that guy, he's doing shit. That's not good, right? And it's like, how did everybody know of this guy just out of the blue, even though... I don't know. It's just very weird. It seems like they missed a step there.
It's like Voldemort. You don't speak of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, playing some of those games would answer those
questions.
He kind of
looks like he who must not be named.
Yeah? So he can't smell?
Yeah, none of the... What are the progenitors? No.
Prometheans.
No, that's Mass Effect. Prometheans? Protheans?
That's a movie.
Prometheus?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Protestant Reformation. It's either Protheans or Prometheans, one of the two.
Protheans is Mass Effect.
Like, there's a... Prothean is?
Yeah.
So Prometheans is this game?
Yeah.
There's a thing, like, I just got to this cutscene where they're like, this is everything that's been happening that you may have been wondering about. And I was like, this does nothing for me. I don't... These words you're saying are so confusing, and I don't get it. Like, there's this huge reveal that something had, I don't know, like, if this is a big deal in the Halo world or not, but, like, it would seem like it was a huge reveal, and it was kind of a cool idea from a sci-fi sort of storytelling, but I was just like, and that means what exactly? Yeah. Everybody's talking about the mantle and the Redeemer and the Didac.
Redeem me some mantle. Yeah, I have no idea. I've played all the Halo games up till this one. I have not touched yet, and I'm just not interested.
Yeah, well, you're just not in deep in the story.
Like, the story never really... It's not a story that grabs hold and makes you want to continue playing, I guess. Huh. I guess I always played them because they were Halo, and I kind of was like, yeah, Halo, play some video games.
I think the story is the only thing that I really do enjoy. I mean, the gameplay is fine, but the story is what keeps me going in this.
I mean, even the character I could care less about.
Yeah, totally. The characters are dumb as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, Cortana is weird, like, new model where she's, like, extra cosplay infused. Like, it's weird. The girl, that hologram has a lot of hips. It's a very weird change. It's the
best childbearing hologram I've ever seen.
Yeah, man. Matt, you as a Halo 4 enthusiast, you said before you weren't entirely excited to play the game, right?
Yeah.
But are you going to?
Oh, I'll play it. I mean, maybe it'll surprise me. Maybe I'll think this is the best one. But what I've seen so far, it seems kind of more of the same.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. However, I think that the new enemies they introduced, the Prometheans, whatever they're called, the Tron skeletons, those things, which before I was under the impression that, like, okay, there's only maybe 4 or 5 new enemy types, if that, and you encounter them almost immediately when you start the game. But as time goes on, it does seem like they do some interesting things with them, and they do seem vastly different from the Covenant. Even though you're still fighting the Covenant, it's just their new little third piece in, like, the chess game that goes on when you enter into a fight, like, makes things a lot more interesting.
You mean like the Flood?
No, I don't even know what the Flood are. It's like the
same exact thing that the last games did.
I know, and when I encountered the Flood in the last games, that's when I turned them off.
Yeah.
When I started fighting space zombies, that's when I turned the game off.
Yeah.
So maybe in 4 I'll get to a point when I turn the game off.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna introduce 4 people battling each other, or 4 races.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a major story thing about the Flood that they kind of, you know, let the cat out of the bag about, and I was like, I don't know, it fell upon deaf ears for me. Like, for me, it is meaningless, but I'm sure for some Halo nuts out there, hearing that is just like, my mind is blown! My mind was not.
I kind of want to hear that.
You'll
have to tell me later.
The characters, the enemy types are good, though. The new weapons they introduce are actually pretty good. They do help to change things up a little bit.
Are there jetpacks?
There are jetpacks. You can sprint. There's a lot of different mods, like armor mods that you can equip. I haven't played any.
There were 7 in the last one. Are there more in this one?
I don't know. I've only encountered, let's say, 4 or 5.
Okay.
A few different. I don't think any of the human or Covenant weapons are very different, but there's new enemies, like with the new race, and there's some new, I don't know, everything kind of still feels more or less Halo-y, where it's like, oh, jump into this scorpion tank and shoot all these wraiths. Now you gotta ride on the back of this warthog and shoot these things. Okay, now you gotta destroy these different objectives so you can continue on with this level, and then finally blow up this one big objective. Oh, you gotta run through this area and, you know, shoot these guys who are sniping at you, and then you gotta go into this other area where it switches to close combat. I don't know. It just it feels like it's following the blueprint of Halo, which is fine. Not a bad thing. And I'm having fun with it. Like, I should say that. Like, I'm continuing to play it. It's good. I'm playing on normal, and I'm having a good time.
Not legendary.
Hell no.
What's wrong with you, man?
Hell no. The other thing that really struck me was, the more I play this game, the more I realize how you could really become obsessed with Halo fiction. Like, for me, it feels like the kind of the Star Wars of my youth, where I'm like, I could dig in deep. Like, I could go far down this rabbit hole of crazy science fiction bullshit to to fall into.
I don't know if I would ever be able to do that.
That's fine. It's just my type, my personality, where I just get really obsessed with reading all the minutia and
like Mass Effect.
Yeah, like reading all the Codex stuff and remember, like, getting into all the history and the lore.
So the reason you went lore?
Yeah, because it's dorky. You get a walker, like an exoskeleton style walker thing. You pilot a mech, and it has a Metal Gear Rex style satellite dish on it, which I wonder if that has anything to do with Ryan Payton working on the game. The dude, the white man who was involved in Halo or Metal Gear Solid 4.
Or if it has anything to do with the movie Prometheus.
Maybe. Yeah. Probably not, though.
Yeah. Just a slight coincidence.
I think not.
Anything else you've been playing?
Sure. I finished Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect, huh?
Finally got done with that one. In the bag. Assassin's Creed 3. Funny. That's a funny Freudian slip I made there. Yeah. It ends like Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
What is... It's a bad ending?
Yeah.
Oh, lots great. Of, something to look forward
transparent
to.
Transparent little kids running around.
It's... Yeah. It. The ending isn't Mass Effect 3 bad, but... Like, all the decisions you've been making are completely worthless, and everything you've been doing is just, like, garbage. Like, this ending makes sense. Like, it fits within the story they've been crafting so far, but it almost is the exact same ending as Mass Effect 3. Like, almost exactly. It's very weird.
So you have three things to choose from?
There's no choices. Okay. There's no choosing, which is really weird because it feels like they... It feels, when I played that ending, that they may have had choices available and they decided to not give people choices because it would have frustrated less people.
They're like, look what Mass Effect did. We can't do that.
I wouldn't be surprised if something came out and the developer said, yeah, we decided to not let people choose because we didn't want to run into a space baby sort of situation. it does end very succinctly, though. Like, it wraps up the Desmond story. It does leave some possibilities for future Assassin's Creed stories in the Animus. Once you finish it, you go back into the Animus and these other voices start talking. And I tried to do what they were telling me to do, but it's really confusing and I don't understand why I'm doing it. So the other thing that I realized is after I finished the game, you know, the thing that drove me and I thought that was the most interesting about AC Games was that you collect all the little pieces of crap in the world and then it unlocks some weird, you know, cryptological painting, hidden meaning of a painting that tells something about the Templar and Assassin's dichotomy of the past or something like that. In this game, you know, you don't get any of that. You're just playing it as you're playing it. And
sure, and you just haven't found any.
No, I'm positive. Yeah. It's, you know, you're not solving weird little, like, Dakota Ring puzzles, and then you're getting a bit of a video. Like, you're just completing things in that world, and they stay in that world. So after I beat the game, I tried to go back and wrap up some of the missions that I have, and I was just like, fuck it. Not interested. Don't know why I want to keep doing this. And then I bought things at the store that were like, just show me everything. Like, show me all the shit I'm missing in this world. And I went in onto the map and I was like, oh God, what have I done? I see everything that could have been.
I'm interested to play it and see what it's all about.
I think I might go play some multiplayer and then be done with that forever because I don't think there's much more.
Did you buy that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
It's a good game. Definitely a good game, but just it doesn't have that spark that the previous Assassins had.
I think the spark that you're referring to is at the end of it, it always, the one and two revealed something that you were like, what? I can't wait until the next one.
And you're absolutely right. You know, it's like, how do you end Lost? Well, not in a flaming trash pile like they did. You know, you have to, you can't do it either, like, where it's just, okay, well, let's explain what happened here. Okay, this is what happened here. This is what this is. This is what this is. Like, you have to create a story for your ending. And I think this Assassin's Creed did a good job of kind of finding a good middle ground between the garbage ending of, say, Lost and the garbage ending of, say, Mass Effect. So they,
it's in between garbage?
It's its own brand of garbage, yeah. I mean, it works. Like, it totally works within that fiction, but it also definitely feels like the end of Assassin's Creed for me.
I think if I would have ended that, I would have made him in. I would have made Desmond into some sort of superhuman superhero.
Yeah,
and just like had him flying off into the sunset to go battle evil.
There is almost a Matrix-y sort of feel to what could have been, and that is even touched on in its ending.
Oh yeah,
but it definitely takes a different route, and it's. Seems like that could have been a viable choice to have as an ending for a game, but didn't. I don't know. You play it and tell me if you agree with my weird, you know, cryptic.
Yeah.
I'll definitely
play it.
But it ends, definitely. That game is over. I mean, even in the game, when you're playing as Connor, like, the Animus lady talks to you directly and says, like, oh, your journey's not over, Connor. You still have more work to do, and your adventures will continue going in the future. This is weird. Very weird.
So who is more fun to play as?
Not Connor.
Ezio or Altair?
Connor is the more capable assassin. Like, he's more fun to play as because he has more tools. He works better. Like, he's just a more mechanically sound creature to play as. Ezio is a more fun character.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to go have a beer with an assassin, it would be Ezio, not Altair or Connor.
I don't know. I'd probably choose Altair.
The dude doesn't have anything to talk about.
So?
You just sit there trying to recruit you the entire time. Would you like to join my guild, brother?
Buy me another drink and I'll think about it.
Please, I join the assassins. Everything is through, nothing is forbidden, and everything is, nothing is true.
Nothing is what it seems.
So, I also played...
you've been playing some video games, sir.
Sure have. Retro City Rampage, I played that demo.
Yeah? I haven't even heard of it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. Matt, you've seen what some stuff it? About
yeah,
it, right?
I've seen, yeah.
It, what is it? Oh, you take this one, Matt. I'm tired of talking.
Well, it's basically a 2D Grand Theft Auto. It's retro. It's made to look like an NES, you know, SNES kind of game.
Uh-huh,
and it's just basically Grand Theft Auto, but it's kind of a little bit more comedic.
Like Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2?
Huh?
Like Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2?
Yeah, it's a lot like that. Think of a Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2... That would be on the, you know, NES or SNES. That's basically what it is.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And everything is an 80s reference or like a dumb video game reference. Like the game has
Is that not fun?
Because there's no original humor in and of itself and nothing is presented in like an interesting way. It's like, you gotta go back to the future where you came from. Okay, who's gonna help you with this? This guy who looks exactly like the Doc from Doc Brown from Back to the Future. That's the joke.
Oh, yeah.
Get it?
Oh, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not funny. It's cool and cute.
Fun to play?
No, that's the other thing is. I'm having a real hard time with playing it because, like, when you shoot, it just doesn't play like a well-designed... I don't have enough fingers.
Like a twin stick shooter or whatever.
Yeah, like you... The lock-on doesn't quite work very well. Just the control layout seems to be a little misguided. It seems clunky in like a 6 or 18 or 16-bit way, but not... Like, it's too ambitious for its own design, so it becomes very challenging to work within its confines, and therefore not very fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have never even heard of the game.
It's been in development for like a gajillion years, and it's like an indie game that's being held
I think I read something about that. Can you be like a redhead or a thief or a, like each character you choose gets a different power or something?
No, this one's just a single character play as. His name is Player.
He's a player, huh?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right? Get it? Because your video game character's name is Player.
Player is Player One.
Yeah. I played some more games, too.
Oh, jeez. What have you been doing? Or do you work anymore?
I work a lot still. I had Monday off. That was nice. I bought Paper Mario Sticker Star.
Oh, for the 3DS?
And that game is fucking great.
Which one do you choose?
All of what?
Stick or star? Which one?
Stick all the way.
Yeah. That's what I'd go with too.
Yep. Sticker Star is so much fun. Like, I haven't really spent a lot of time with previous Paper Mario games, but this one is perfect. It works well on the 3DS. It doesn't give me a headache when I play it in the 3D mode. It looks really good. The little 2D, you know, like shoebox diorama aesthetic of it is cute, and it works well with the 3D functionality. The music is awesome. Like, it's Mario music, but all done by this weird, like, improv jazz quartet. So everything sounds like Mario music, but not. It's very dynamic too. So, like, as you're losing in battle, the music, like, starts getting more funky sounding. You're collecting stickers, which are your attack powers. So, like, you pull a sticker off the wall that's a shoe, and then in battle you use your shoe, and then you jump on enemies. And you can kill an enemy with your jump, say, sticker you use. There's a finite number of stickers you can carry, but there's an unlimited amount in the world. Like, you can keep going and finding them in areas or buying them. There's never a shortage of them. The real challenge comes in, like, the puzzles that the game throws at you, and the boss fights are very, very difficult unless you know a trick to kind of figure them out and beat them.
I have never played a Paper Mario game.
They're good. No. They're simple, but they're fun.
Any other games?
I don't think so.
No, I'm surprised.
That's only like 6 on his list of this
week. Yeah, sorry, guys. I'll play more next time.
Stop slacking, man.
Well, I see Assassin's Creed. Oh, I also messed around with the PlayStation 3 new marketplace. I don't know if... obviously, Ryan, as an Xbox owner, you don't really care about this, but Matt, you may be aware of it. The PlayStation Store has gotten an overhaul in the most recent patch of PlayStation, and it's really good. Really good. There's some people disliking it because they say it moves too slowly, or it just is different, so they fear change. But I think it's actually really smartly designed. Like, it feels like it's in that same sort of vein as like a Windows 8 or a Hulu Plus, like lots of tiles, lots of sliding, lots of just like one page, and then kind of shuffling across the page. But
like Netflix?
Not shit. Not a steaming pile of ass puke, no.
Well, Netflix for your phone. Have you ever used that?
It works pretty well. But I don't remember it.
Yeah. It's all one page and everything slides.
Is it like Xbox Netflix?
No, that sucked.
Okay, yeah, sure did. This is really good. The shifting between your multiple pages moves quickly and makes sense. The way things are presented to you, like the deals, the things you may be, the advertisement, I don't even know if there are advertisements, but the way that it'll incorporate something. So for example, it'll say something along the lines of like, okay, Black Ops 2 is on our front page. Or let's say something a little, it's like, okay, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit is on the front page. So this is your giant graphic that's off the right-hand side. And then under it, you know, you've got these two little other things that are like, you know, other car games and, hey, get your car icons. And just like, and then you page over and it's like, more Need for Speed, awesome shit. Here's some DLC. Here's the last game you may be interested. Here's a movie that's similar to Need, you know, here's a Fast and the Furious movie that you can get on the video store. Like, so the integration just makes a lot more sense. And I just really like the aesthetics of how it flows from left to right. Finding things seems a lot easier than it was before. You know, it's just a lot more fun than the kind of tile menu on the left and bigger advertisements on the right.
Speaking of other games that you've played, did you play any more of The Walking Dead? You said before that you were playing that episode 4.
Yeah, but I slipped that in last week. No,
okay.
I didn't. I haven't played any more of The Walking Dead episode 4, and I think it's going to take the episode 5 to come out. Once that comes out, then I'll feel better about it. Okay. I'll feel that
obligated.
You know, yeah, I'll get that stab in my side to get moving, get playing it.
Get to walking.
No, I'm dead. What else have I been doing? Saw Skyfall.
So did I.
Yeah. Hunter and I went to see it on opening night.
Yeah, I saw it three nights ago. Awesome.
Yes.
Yep.
Matt, you see Skyfall?
No.
Go see Skyfall.
Okay.
Do you like Bond movies? Movie
I do like Bond movies. Second I didn't like the last ever. One, but
yes. Me neither. Did we see?
We saw it together.
Okay, I thought we did.
Yeah, you and I did not like that.
So. No, that movie was bad.
Yeah.
Skyfall is the second best of the Daniel Craig trilogy.
It's the best of the second best of all of them.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What would be the best?
Casino Royale.
Yeah. Oh, Casino Royale is definitely, you know, the best.
Oh, yeah.
This Skyfall is very good. And the nice little, you know, classic James Bond references and nods and nudges and winks and all that stuff.
What does GB mean? I was trying to figure that out.
I've been wondering that for years, dude. GB?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Oh, that's Great Britain. Are you talking about his car?
Yeah. Is that all it was?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
I thought you meant Will Smith's in Wild Wild West.
Oh. No.
The Wild Wild West song?
No.
Okay.
I was not aware of that.
Just look at the lyrics. It doesn't make any sense.
All right.
I'll make sure.
Now, who are you going to call? Not the GBs. Who are you going to call GWAG?
Oh.
What does that even mean?
Gangbusters? I don't know.
No. Skyfall is really good. By the end of the movie, it has set up the next James Bond movies, and it has returned to form for James Bond as James Bond. That the characters are very good. The villain is
classic James Bond.
It's
classic.
I think it is what classic James Bond villains want to be. Like, it is slightly menacing, a little creepy, and then just blown out of proportion and a little silly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Dustin Hoffman in Mission Impossible 3. Not Dustin Hoffman.
I was like, I don't remember him being in it.
What's his name? Who's the villain in Mission Impossible
3? God, I can't even remember.
The fat...
He was in Twister.
Now I can't forget. Or now I can't remember.
Oh, man.
I can't forget!
Yeah, I can't forget.
Don't forget! I can't!
Wow, he was in Capote and...
Yeah,
God, that guy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, he's one of those assholes. It just reminded me of that sort of a villain, where you're like eccentric, silly, but also kind of evil.
Kind of?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not as... Not as terrible as previous Bond villains have been, but good, very good.
Hilarious when he's blasting music on an Apache helicopter coming.
Yeah, silly, right?
Awesome.
The movie definitely feels like it has some. I felt at sometimes like I was watching two different movies. Like the first half, like there obviously the act structure, you know, 1, 2, and 3. To you know, everything is very discernible, but the third act feels like it could almost be its own movie by itself, and it's like Home Alone 4 James Bond.
Jeez, I don't know about that.
No, but no, it's good. It works. It definitely does. Yeah.
Where's this one take place mostly?
In Skyfall.
Oh, in Skyfall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit, and also
is that like
Skyfall is James Bond's child.
Don't say.
It's his child.
This.
His love child. Okay. God, now I'm just thinking, what if they had freaking Indiana Jones moment where
actually,
it's like, here's
one.
James Bond and his kid, and they're fighting with each other. Hey.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they...
He finds out he's...
And the Eiffel Tower some chick, you know, so...
Ah!
There you go.
Oh, God.
So it just becomes Austin Powers, like the snake eats its own tail when the parody becomes the actual movie.
It's talking about reptiles eating things. Did you like that Guillaume monster? Like, what?
It was good. It was a good film. New Q is good. The new other characters.
All the characters are way different now.
I enjoy them all a lot.
Even, is Moneypenny a, is that a call sign?
She's been in previous films.
No, I know that, but.
It's a last name. No, that's her.
Okay.
Her name.
So this makes no sense.
Okay.
No, that makes no sense. I don't get that part of it.
Why?
At the end of it? Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I remember the scene, yeah.
It's are they related? Or
who? You mean...
Moneypennies or like, what?
Yeah, that's... I guess I didn't ever think about that. Like, what does this do for the James Bond timeline? Like, does this mean that everything before Casino... Well, okay, here's... If you want to get down and dirty, right... Casino Royale was kind of like a silent reboot to the franchise because it was James Bond getting instated into his 00 licensing.
It was the very first. It was supposed to be the very first Bond movie ever made.
So this, if you think of it that way, then this is the Craig movies have been prequels to the other movies that came out in the 50s.
Yeah.
So,
but this one is, he's an old ass man. He's supposed to be in this one, like, where he's no longer a youngster anymore. Like, I thought this one was supposed to be the very latest one because all those other characters are dead.
But I also think that, you know, it's, yes, they're pointing at, like, he is getting older in age, and they have several times saying, like, this isn't a young man's game, like, this, or this isn't an old man's game, like, you are getting to the point of obsolescence, and that's a reoccurring theme, but also feel like while they're doing that, they're saying, like, what you think of as, like, spy action isn't what it may appear to be. Like, yeah, there is more to it than just breaking down walls and shooting dudes in the face. Like, there may be
more spy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that they're kind of, you know, giving, and it's like, you know, idle for the whip. Like, it's, you're getting something else in return where they're like, you know, yeah, James Bond isn't going to be this young, dumb James Bond that just shoots things up anymore. But he's also not too old that he can't be a spy. Like, we need these old spies to be weird and old, kind of like Batman. Yeah. You know, like, you need hurt ass broken Bruce Wayne to do some dirt.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts of that whole movie was when the main bad guy, he was like, did you really die that day? Where's the old James Bond?
Yes.
And you know, that whole thing happens and you're like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, that was very good. Yep. Very, very good moment. I like that film quite a bit. Good music. Love that intro. Classic ass dumb James Bond intro. Hey,
no, the intro was the best one I've ever seen. That was awesome.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, I loved it.
I still like Casino Royale the best.
That one's good, but
Or Golden Eyes was one of my favorites, too, just because of how stupid it was.
But this one actually just had your interest the whole time. All the other ones, I've been like, okay, well, this is happening. I'm going to look at this for a minute. I'll come back to it in five, you know.
Are you talking about, like, the cold open? Or
yeah, the cold open.
Okay, I mean, like, the
intro before the open?
The credit montage. Like, where the music is playing.
No, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
yeah. No, I'm not... Yeah. Talking about the opening credit with the music and all right. The crazy visuals.
Yeah, it was very good. It was very good.
When you're talking about cold opens, Casino Royale is hands down the best.
Definitely. It's the best one, yeah.
Yeah. This one was okay, but... Yeah. Casino Royale. Now I have to go home and watch that movie.
Yeah. That was a good film. No good previews, though.
Huh? You gonna go see that?
Yeah, I'll see it.
Yeah.
You gonna go see it tonight?
No, I have a paper to write, so I'm behind.
Papers can wait.
James Bond cannot.
He's getting old, man. You're not gonna be able to see this forever.
Did you guys ever see Cabin in the Woods?
Nope.
No?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Well, can't really talk about that then.
I kind of know. I spent a couple days at work just reading a bunch of horror film stuff. Prometheus sounds like a great film.
I thought it was fine.
I saw that.
I read through everything about it.
I didn't know what I was watching until I saw what I was watching.
The thing that...
I had no idea it was what it was.
H.R. Giger, right? Like the guy who kind of did the concept sketches for the alien monsters and has been consulted and used for a lot of like the design work. I never noticed how many dicks that guy drew. It's a lot of dicks. You look at that movie... Everything's a dick.
It's like super bad.
Everything is a boner. Yeah. Yeah.
Just can't stop drawing dicks.
Yeah. Space jockey. That guy sitting in front of that giant space telescope. All dicks. Everything in that scene. That iconic scene.
Yeah.
So many dicks.
Never really realized that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Did you figure this out yourself or read about it?
I read about how I was reading about H.R. Giger and how he does have a lot of like sexuality in his imagery and a lot of inappropriate, like what may be viewed as inappropriate subject matter. And it's like hidden in patterns and in what he designs. But then somebody just like took, I was just did like a Google image search for H.R. Giger aliens images. And it was just like somebody had taken a bunch of alien screenshots and then like MS painted the dicks all around everything. And I was like, I can't unsee it.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Oh, Prometheus, I had no idea was an alien movie before I saw it. Or a prequel.
Technically, it's not.
Oh, yes. Well, it has.
Yeah, an alien it started that way, but then they kind of wanted to make it their own thing. And
yeah.
But by the ending, you know, it is an alien movie.
Well, when they show an alien.
Yeah. I'm like, you can't say it's not an alien movie when you have this alien at the end. Come on.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of good movies this year.
Yeah. I haven't seen Spider-Man yet. That's in the red box.
It's not that good.
Probably going to get that.
Yeah. I'm not going to get
that. It's not great.
No?
No.
Better than the first Spider-Man?
Probably not. No. It's better than the third one.
If you look at the first...
Which is not saying much, but...
I like emo Spider-Man. I like emo man.
That was a good scene.
God, I hate Tobey Maguire.
What else is there? The Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, the prequel preview for Iron Man 3.
Okay. Was that shown at the theater?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that online.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about when I talked about it before now, right? Like, shit getting blown up.
Uh huh. All his Iron Man suits going up.
Yeah.
Except for this one, like, gold and red one. Yeah. Like, super gold. Yeah. I don't know.
It's a good looking trailer, good looking movie. Everything
I
else,
just don't
though.
Understand how it's going to happen when you have the Avengers. It's, like,
it's pre-Avengers.
Oh, did we say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. All right.
Deal with it. You guys know anything else you want to talk about? Any movies? Anything? No. Okay, great.
No, I'm fine.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say I'm disappointed that you decided to read about Cabin in the Woods and not watch it. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I don't like scary movies, though.
It's not really scary. It's kind of goofy, and it just the ridiculousness of the story. That's why it's kind of interesting.
Is it good?
It got great reviews, and I liked it, and a lot of other people liked it.
All right.
It was kind of a surprise.
Okay.
Joss Whedon produced it. He's the guy who, you know, dealt with the Avengers and all that. So.
Buffy.
You know what movie I did see, actually?
Buffy.
Firefly.
Red Lights.
What? That's a movie?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's got, what is his name? Oh my God, I can't think of his name. The guy who played the Scarecrow in the Batman movies.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking
and
about.
It also has, Red I can't Lights. Remember anyone's names right now.
Franco?
Ridley
is that
from Aliens.
James Franco?
No, it's not James Franco.
Oh, he was Venom, right?
Ridley.
Ridley from the Aliens. The
you mean Ripley?
Ripley, yeah.
You mean Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, she's in it. And the main character, I am having a huge brain fart right now. Like,
I can smell it, man. It reeks.
I can't even think of any movies he's been in. Well, he was in Heat.
Danny
not
Glover.
Al Pacino. The other
Kevin
main
Bacon. Kid.
No.
You mean Robert De Niro?
Yeah, there we go. It's got those three characters. And it's all about people who are supposedly psychic. And Sigourney Weaver and the Scarecrow guy go around proving that they're not, like, figuring things out. And then, you know, twist and turns later, and it's crazy. It's a good movie, though.
I liked it. Is it, you saw the film?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did it come out this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like a straight-to-DVD movie.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. I had never heard about it, but it's really good.
Huh.
I liked it. I had to, like, rewatch a few things, because when it was all happening, I was like, what? What? Really?
Was it like a thriller or a suspense?
Suspense thriller.
Suspenseful thriller?
Yeah, well, by the time you know what's going on, it's
too late?
Yeah.
Gotta get out!
You're like, oh, it all makes sense now, okay.
Speaking of it being too late to get out, Silicon Knights.
If you still listen to this.
What?
Nothing.
Silicon Knights, the company that has brought to you such fantastic games as Eternal Darkness, that Metal Gear Solid remake, Twin Snakes, Two Human, X-Men Destiny. What else have they done? Probably, I don't know. So they were engaged with a lawsuit with Epic Games, the people who make the Unreal Engine. Because from my very brief understanding, the lawsuit is to do what they wanted with the engine. Silicon Knights had to completely rework the engine, and they claimed that what they made, what they reworked, and what they did with it ended up turning it into a completely different thing. So they sued EA. Or they sued Epic, presumably because they didn't want to have to pay the licensing, or they, I don't know, something like that, pay royalties or something like that. That lawsuit ended up getting thrown out, and then Epic Games ended up suing Silicon Knights for fucking wasting their time. So the courts have decided that Silicon Knights will have to pay the court fees for Epic Games. And then they also have to destroy all of their projects that are currently using that Unreal Engine. So that means, and anything that they have laying around. So the two games that are using it, Two Human and X-Men Destiny, are going to be pulled from shelves and destroyed by,
really?
by order of the courts. Yep. Mm-hmm. So get your copies now, because it might be worth some.
Yeah, I actually own
probably
two
not,
human.
But.
Really? They're going to destroy all those games?
That
seems a bit ridiculous to me.
Well, the courts determined that they are, like, illegally produced or something like that.
Why not just give all the profits over to Epic or something?
I don't know. So those things might be worth something. And then they also had three games in the works that were using this engine. One of which was called The Box / The Ritualist, The Sandman, and Siren the Maelstrom. So those are the three games that were in potential development and using the Unreal technology.
X-Men Destinies was the one with where you choose one of three characters.
Yeah, yep.
Did you guys like that one?
Never played it.
Didn't play it. Yeah. It looked like poop.
Yeah, didn't look
good. I really wanted to play it, and I'm kind of upset now.
It was one of those games where I would go to the Red Box like around December last year, and I was like, Should I? Nah.
I'm kind of, so when are these games getting pulled? Do you have any idea?
No date set yet, but I would imagine it's going to be a very long process to
really
get that. I mean, knowing or not, you know, you think of it, it's a court mandate, so it's going to have to go through all these different channels. So
those games are probably going down to about $5 right now.
I'm sure that you could pick up a used copy of that for like $5. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that used, I would expect that a used copy would not be allowed to be pulled. A new copy, though, I'm expecting would be pulled from the shelves and destroyed. But anything used, I expect, would be something that can't be regulated since it's
already been bought and sold.
Well, then I guess I don't know, since it's all about product licensing. So maybe this shit's going to go weirdly sideways and create some new
lawsuit,
you know, some new precedents for licensing of games and purchasing and reselling.
Yeah.
Really, how many copies of Two Human X-Men Destiny could there be in retail shops?
Probably
right now?
A lot, because where else are they?
I sold my copy. I played Two Human multiple times. It was a fun game, but I needed the money for a new game, so I sold it.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's see here. Speaking of selling old games, StarCraft II: Heart of the Swarm is going to be available for $39.99.
March, right?
March 12, 2013. 3/12/13. New
StarCraft coming out.
Won't be able to play it.
To your PC.
Is your PC too weak?
Yeah, it's too weak.
Okay.
You should take it to the gym.
Yeah, man. No sign-up fee. Start working on that thing's fitness. It's $39.99, like I said, both box and digital, which is $20 cheaper than the full game was, you know, so... Hey, $40 versus $60. I'm sure people will be complaining, but, you know.
That's too expensive?
Yeah. I expect people would say, you know, why do we have to pay $40 for an expansion? But
do you still have to have StarCraft 2? Or can you buy this game?
Yeah, I believe you have to have StarCraft 2 to play it.
Well, they know StarCraft people are going to pay it.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, it's also like, who would go out and buy StarCraft 2 without playing StarCraft 2.2 without playing StarCraft? Like, it's kind of like somebody who's like, I'm gonna go buy World of Warcraft, the Panda expansion, but I've never played World of Warcraft before. Like, that person may not exist.
Oh, I'm sure they're there. I'm sure somebody is buying that game and doesn't realize that they need the. They're like $40 for compared to $60. Why wouldn't I just get this?
Yeah, yeah.
Guarantee they're out there.
There's a $60, $80 upgrade box crap you can get. It has digital shit for your WoW pets and your dumbass Diablo skins.
So this is the third iteration of StarCraft, right? Or is it just the second?
Actually, the fourth, if you want to get technical about it. StarCraft, StarCraft Brood War, StarCraft 2, and then StarCraft 2 Wings of Liberty.
So is this just the Zerg or Protoss?
This is 2. This is the Zerg.
So there's still one more coming after this.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's Wings of Liberty, which is the Terran campaign, and then there's 2 Heart of the Swarm, which is the Zerg campaign, focusing primarily on Kerrigan and kind of like in StarCraft 2, your primary focus was kind of like upgrading your headquarters. And then from there, well, I shouldn't say upgrading your headquarters, but it was upgrading your military through your headquarters. And this seems to be more focused on upgrading Kerrigan and then upgrading your troops through her. And then the next one is the Protoss campaign, which God only knows when that'll come out.
Because they're going to have some, like, you know, love relationship triangle going between Protoss, Zerg, and Terran, you know?
Nah.
Some lovers loving.
Some lovers
interspecies.
Loving. Yeah. Only in my fanfic.
I don't know. I've been watching too much Farscape. That happens all the time.
So funny Muppets. Let's see here. What else do we have? A Mass Effect 3 game. Speaking of Muppet love, Mass Effect 3 game is going to be spearheaded, developed by BioWare Montreal.
Mass Effect 3?
Yeah.
So it's an expansion?
No, sorry. It's a Mass Effect game. Post Mass Effect 3. Well, I don't even know that. I shouldn't say that. It's a Mass Effect game. Got Mass Effect 3 on the brain. Keep saying Mass Effect 3. Mass Effect game is being made by BioWare Montreal. BioWare Montreal.
That's good. That
has had their hand in Mass Effect DLC and in the multiplayer stuff for Mass Effect 3.
All right. Well, I'm excited.
It was BioWare Edmonton that had been doing the previous Mass Effect games.
You think, basically, where do you go from now? Like, you're just basically making a brand new video game from anywhere. There's, you know, after 3.
Yeah. What do you do with it? Like,
you can do anything and anything you want with this universe that's been created.
I mean, what is most commonly said you do is you do the story of, like, the first contact with the humans, meeting the Turians and that
going into outer Citadel space.
Yep. That first contact that ended so horribly.
There's not going to be any more Shepard?
I don't think so.
Maybe there'll be like a...
She's dead.
An ancestor,
Ryan. She's dead.
Of Shepard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Shepard.
Shepard's son. Let's keep that theme going.
They should.
I'd play a Krogan more Mass Effect game. That'd be pretty interesting.
Would you play a Mass Effect strategy game?
I would.
I don't know. I'd have to see that.
Mass Effect RTS.
The Turians, the humans, and the Protheans.
Mass Effect War.
With the Prometheus.
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 The aliens versus the Turians versus
the tall, fat, cow-looking guys.
The Smurfs.
I bet those cow guys. What are those guys called?
Cow guy.
Cow guy? That's it?
Cow guy.
What race are you? Cow guy.
I'm an earthworm.
I heard Earthworm Jim got released to Xbox.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, don't know that for a fact, but friend tells me it just got released.
Huh. I don't know. Are you an Earthworm Jim guy? Do you like Dave Tenapel? Big fan of that guy?
Never played any Earthworm Jim game ever.
Probably okay with not ever playing an Earthworm Jim game.
He insists it's the best game ever.
Well,
So I don't know what I'm missing.
It's nostalgia talking.
lots of animation.
Yeah, I like animation.
Yeah, I don't think you'll. Maybe you will. You did like Lost Planet quite a bit, and that was animation priority heavy. So maybe you'll love Earthworm Jim. With his, like, 5 billion frames it took to whip his head back.
It's true.
Billion?
5 this billion.
Was on the Nintendo.
Speaking of 5 billion, Peter Molyneux apologizes to the world for the curiosity problems that have been happening. Curiosity, what's inside the box, has been suffering from some bizarre issues involving server logins. So what that has ended up causing people to have happened to them is losing coins, just complete lockout out of servers for extended amount of time, and just having a general hard time getting to play that dumb experiment. In a video with Peter Molyneux, he basically said, sorry, it's broken. We're a small team. We're working on fixing it.
He was just trying to get money out of everyone. And, you know, you were never going to figure out what was in the middle. Never.
Well, it's been patched, and I just downloaded the patch and was playing it about an hour ago, and it's working better. My coins were all there. I was able to log in immediately. There's an eyeball and a human head in the cube.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's just another layer, man. That's the next layer. The human layer.
Oh, and now you're peeling back the eyeball?
I'm peeling back my eyeballs right now. Let me show you.
Ew.
Speaking of eyeballs, Gabe Newell has confirmed a new Source engine. So, yours and mine, favorite video game, Half-Life, is going to... That Black Mesa update invalid. So if you're not familiar what this means that all Valve games run off one sort of engine, one thing that they use to make all their games, called the Source Engine. There is the most recent one that's out, you know, powers all their shit, and in a happy birthday celebration with the 4chan video games / V video game section of 4chan, Gabe Newell immediately said, "No, Half-Life 3. There will be a new Source Engine coming out. They're working on it." So presumably that has something to do with new hardware, you would imagine, coinciding with that, making better looking games for new systems with, you know, better processing power.
And better physics.
And so, yeah, more physics.
Not better physics.
More physics. So, you know, not unexpected, but something good to hear coming out of Valve, since you don't really hear of anything coming out of Valve right now.
There's a joke in there somewhere with valves and coming out. I get it.
Boom. Get it. Boom. Whoa. You guys have anything you want to talk about? That's all I have for news this week.
Ryan, what's the next game you're going to play?
Ooh.
Black Ops.
Black Ops? Okay.
Just one. Actually, I'm going to go home and play Castle Age. Probably what I'm going to play next. But as far as new video games, Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2.
What about you?
It'll probably be, well, after Borderlands, it'll be Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be waiting for me at home. So
that's one you got to do.
Or it's whatever's in the red box when I go check it out next. Either Assassin's Creed 3 or Black Ops 2. Whichever one's there.
Cool.
Or I might just go trade in my red box Dishonored and the other three games I've bought. I should never check video games out of Redbox because I always end up buying them every single time.
Give yourself a time frame on it. That's what I do. Yeah. Like I get it for take it for 10 days. That's $20 or 5 days. That's $20.
And then I get home and I'm like, well, I could just play it for a little bit longer. And then 9 o'clock hits in another day.
Put it in your car, man. Time to go.
I know.
Take that baby to work with you. Throw it at the Redbox. You basically can.
They need to have that, actually. Just a big funnel on the top of a red box.
Uh-huh.
Why not?
Yeah, it's like the penny you put in at the mall. Yeah. It rolls all the way down.
Yeah, and they should make them clear.
Yep.
Did you know if you go to a red box and it's full, you can get free movies?
Really? Is this a legal thing? Or
No, it's totally legal. I tried to return a movie, and it was like, red box cannot accept your disc at this time. Please return at another date. I was like, what the heck? And it gave you a number to call. It's like, yeah, I can't return my Redbox disc, and it's like 5 minutes until 9. So they were like, oh, we're real sorry about that. It's full. So here's 3 promo codes for whatever you want to get after today.
Right. Oh, so you had to pay the late fee for the day?
Well, yeah, a whole nother day, but I got 3 more rentals.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be paying more late fees.
More.
For how many days? Yeah. One?
Well, no, I used 2 of the codes. I still have 1 code left. So,
oh, man.
And I returned them 2 hours after using them.
Your hooks are in you. You can't get out.
Somebody help me.
Sorry, one more quick question. Which game system did you get Dishonored for?
Xbox.
And if you trade it in, how much are you going to get back?
If I do it soon, probably 30 or 25.
Yeah. I may buy it off of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm feeling saucy.
Well, if you want to, yeah.
$25, yeah. I might do that. That's all a Black Friday price.
Huh. Coming up very soon.
I watched some videos of the end of that game. Pretty good.
Are you laughing?
No. I wish I had played it all the way through, because it has a good ending.
But did you watch all the endings?
Yeah.
Yep. Isn't there like 10 of them?
From what I had heard, if you play it a certain way that ends up being the bad way, has probably the better ending.
Oh, really?
So.
Oh, well then I'm going to just start killing everyone.
On a personal level. Mm. I mean, like, for your character. Maybe not for the world at large, but, yeah. Yeah, you may want to consider finishing that game and just saying, fuck it, I'm going to kill everyone, drop it down to easy and finish it, because I watched videos for it, and it's better than what I thought it was.
Yeah, I'll probably end impressed. Up doing it. I've been looking at it on the ground. I'm like, do I put you in? Do I do something with you?
Or do you're I just play more there? iPhone crap?
Yep, that's basically what I've been doing lately. iPhones are just so easy to get. You don't have to get up and put it into the disk drive. I mean, my game's just there.
Yeah. I wrote a thing. I don't know if I talked about this last week, but I wrote a thing, and it's like lists of top threes. And the first one is games that you haven't played that you should for this year. The next one is games that you may not have played. And no, it's games that you haven't played this year and you shouldn't. Games that, and then the third one is games you may not have played and probably don't need to, or maybe you could. And then the fourth one is games that I want to play this year. So each three little, you know, a couple, like one paragraph explanation of my reasoning on each one of them. So it's on bossbrawl.com. Check it out. It's I think it's pretty good. I make a good case for all of them, I believe.
Did you say three games you didn't play and shouldn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three games you did not play this year and should not. So, okay. For example, one of those three would have been Never Dead. Yeah.
I didn't
yep.
play it.
Yep. Uh-huh. See? I know. You shouldn't. I also included on that one Resident Evil 6.
But I was going to play that.
And Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Okay, yeah. Definitely that fighting game you don't need to play.
Resident Evil 6, people played that a lot. I'm sure a lot of people played that, though.
Well, I'm just saying, to the people who haven't, you can probably keep it that way.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, if you're the kind of person that wants to have an experience and stay in the zeitgeist and be able to talk about what's relevant, then, yeah, sure, play it, but you're not going to have a good time when you do.
I'll play it eventually.
All right. I'll play it.
Damn, talk to me about it when you do.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Or maybe I won't.
No, you should.
No.
I'll do it.
Maybe it's in the games I'm going to play and not talk to Griff about category.
Oh, shit. Did you write a list of those? All right, guys. Let's move on to trivia here so we can wrap this one up. I wrote some trivia here. This trivia is about video game cats.
Oh, okay, God. That's interesting.
Cats and video games.
Oh. You were just sitting there trying to figure out what you were doing, and Billy was gnawing at your feet. I can see it now.
Actually, Jen asked me, what would you name another cat if we got a new cat? And I said, I don't know, probably something stupid. And then that got me thinking, like, are there a lot of cats in video games? So, yes. I came up with a list of 10 cats in video games. I will read the cat's name. You will tell me the video game that the cat comes from. I will be lenient with you with some of the more obscure game titles. So if you just give me as close as you can, we'll make some.
If you give me a letter?
If you're in the ballpark, like, don't overthink it too hard for some of these, because I don't expect you to get them. All right, you guys ready? Just do a quick buzz in here. Let me get a paper.
Are you up to date on your cat facts in video games?
I don't know. I don't remember cats from video games, really.
Me neither.
There's more than you think. All right, I got 10 cats, and we'll start here with this one in no particular order. Blinks.
Matt, it's called Blinks, the game.
Okay, good enough. Blinks the Time Sweeper. Nice.
What?
The character's name and the video game is named Blinks.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's an Xbox, Microsoft Xbox game.
Oh.
Blinks the Time Sweeper is the game it comes from. I think there may be a second one too, but I can't remember.
I have no idea.
These are weird. Okay, let's do another cat. Catchy.
Funny, all I hear is a dog barking in the
cat
background.
She Kate Sith.
Matt.
Ryan.
That was first.
Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII.
Catchy?
Catchy is how you say that name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't know that. You sure?
Yes.
Wow.
Positive. Ketchy. Or Ketchy, if you want to be. Okay, next one. Number three. Big the Cat.
Matt. Sonic Adventure.
Sonic Adventure. Excellent work. 3 for 3, Matt. So cat mastery.
You know your cat.
Crazy cat lady.
All right, Matt. Ryan, ready for the next one?
Yes.
Mayu. M-Y-A-U. Mayu.
Matt. Oh, God. PlayStation Battles All-Star Battle Royale.
No, well, I'm sorry.
Mega Man.
No. It comes from Phantasy Star 1, Phantasy Star series. Okay. Next one, number 5. Alphador. Alphador. Purple cat.
Ryan.
Huh?
Mega Man.
Not Mega Man. Got a guess, Matt?
Looney Tunes. I don't know.
It is Chrono Trigger.
Oh.
The okay. cat that belongs yes. to Janice.
I don't remember that.
All right. Next one. Bubsy. Anybody? Bubsy? Bubsy? Anybody? Bubsy?
You should know this. It sounds nope. familiar.
Think
Sam and Max.
No.
Mega Man.
Nope. Comes from the Bubsy series.
Damn it.
And there's like 3 Bubsy games and they all have dumbass fucking names like Bubsy and the Cat Rash Scratch Fever Bubsy and the Missing Littered Box. I don't know. They're the worst goddamn pun names you could ever imagine. So I didn't write them down because they're stupid as crap. All right. The score is 3-0 with 4 questions left. That means that, Ryan, you're going to have to get all these to beat Matt.
Okay.
No pressure.
You can
ready.
Do it.
I'm ready.
Okay. This could be the make or break one right here. Ready? Felicia.
Matt. Darkstalkers.
And Matt cinches the win. Darkstalkers, Felicia. Felicia. Catgirl. For the fun of it, number 8. We have Jean. J-E-A-N-E. This was an actual cat. No special abilities. Any guesses?
No.
Mega Man.
Not Mega Man.
Alien versus Predator. I don't know.
Very close. It was No More Heroes.
Okay.
Travis Touchdown's cat.
Okay. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Number 9. Cat named Lynx.
Mega Man.
Not Mega Man.
Lynx. I don't know.
He was a villain you swap buddies with.
Lynx the game.
No, it was from Chrono Cross. Oh, God. All right, last question. Quite possibly the toughest because of the obscurity. Cat. K-A-T-T. Cat.
Mega Man.
Not Mega Man. It was a Capcom game, though.
Capcom game, you say?
Yeah, it's a Capcom game, indeed.
Lost Planet, I don't...
Nope, Breath of Fire 2.
Jeez.
That's the game,
that
guys.
Come on, man.
Matt, with a showing of 4 cat questions. Ryan, nil.
I don't know my cats.
That's it for trivia this week on Boss Barrel Radio. I'm Griffin Hoffman. Ryan Fielder, Matt Lake. this has been one heck of an episode.
Oh, it's been great.
You tired babies.
I'm tired. Who's got trivia next week?
I'll do it.
Matt, you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, episode
there you have it.
98 signing off. We'll see you guys next week. Have fun with your Call of Duties and your Halos and your shooting.
Ass creeds.
Your ass creeds. Goodbye.
That's the one I'm having the most fun with.